If you're in a corporation and you want to work with the three circles, first, let me emphasize that getting your hedgehog concept, getting your three circles right, is not an event. It's not an offsite. It's not something that you can get in one shot. It's not something that is going to come, in most cases, overnight. It is an iterative process, meaning a process whereby you wrestle with it, you get a working version of it, then you make decisions, make autopsies based upon those decisions, reflect, refine, revise, over and over again, using a council of some kind, a key group of people involved in those decisions, and eventually your understanding of those three circles deepens, and eventually you get your clear and crystalline hedgehog concept. Now, that being said, there is an exercise that I would recommend that you can use to get started, to at least get your very early version, if you will, your bad first draft, your rough cut of those three circles. And the way I would suggest doing it is to basically bring together three groups of key people in your organization, people who know it really well. And each group is assigned the task of trying to get brutal facts, what is the truth of that circle. So you have one group that works on the question of, what are we truly passionate about? What are we truly, truly passionate about? And that group will go ahead and basically take a look at the question of, what are our core values that should never change? What is our purpose, our reason for being that we're deeply passionate about? What is the kind of work that we could do that we would be deeply passionate about? And then the second group should wrestle with the question, brutal facts of reality, what can we be the absolute best in the world at? And whether you're doing it or not, that isn't really the question. The question is not what are we the best in the world at. The key question for group number two is, what can we be the best in the world at? And even if we're doing something, if the brutal fact of reality is we can't be the best in the world at it, then we should note that. And if there's something that we're not doing that we can be the best in the world at, we should note that too. And then finally, in the third circle, we should have a third group working with the question of, what really fundamentally drives our economic engine? Now, in the for-profit world, what is that one denominator, that one profit per X that we write about in Chapter 5 of Good to Great, that allows you to understand if it is a profit per customer, profit per employee, profit per customer relationship, profit per transaction, profit per what? What is the single economic denominator that will drive you towards your best economic results? Then what should happen is those three groups should come together. And basically, the third group, which is a subset of the three, or a separate group altogether, doesn't really matter, but another group gets formed, which is to take all three of those circles, those three pieces of work that were done, and to look for the overlap. And in addition to looking for the overlap, to come away with a list of the following things. One, what are the things that we are currently engaged in that fail the three circles test, and therefore we should consider not doing them? Two, what are things that we're already doing that meet the three circles test that we ought to continue to do or consider continuing? And third, what are things that we're not doing that might meet the three circles test that we ought to consider seriously doing? This would be the way to begin to turn the flywheel to begin to produce results with a working model of the three circles.